The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, Dardock.
It's a lovely morning, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Has Mum gone to work?
Yeah. Had to get in early this morning. Long list, she said. Baby clinic.
Has she said out about... Well, you must have heard us having words last night after you'd gone to bed.
Yeah. You didn't go Skegness, you went Spain. And the girl has went with you. Sybil has got herself a dose.
Well, don't look like that. I'm all right. I've caught note.
Ah, is that luck, virtue or good management?
Sorry, Dad. I am, really. It's just the way I am, I guess. I suppose if I were like our churl, settled with kids, perhaps even a good steady job, things would be different. But I haven't. And that makes me feel depressed, sort of livid with myself and the world. And some bloke comes along offering me a good time. But it gives you a chance to forget. Forget everything.
I know. A drug, that's what you're saying. Bit like those hippies in Mardi, all karma and flower power. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Except Lucy grew up and swapped in all that hallucination for what we all get in the end, reality. And in my case, two bloody useless legs. Bloody useless!
Come on, Dad. You'll be on your feet again. You know you will. Give it time, Dad. You don't want to let yourself get down. What's this, Dad?
Oh, it's nothing, yes. Just a sort of diary. The lad from the Union came to see me, said writing a diary might help me. Sort of concentrate the mind on things. Therapeutic, he said. What's the suitcase for? Where are you thinking of hopping off to?
Well, that's why I waited till Mum had gone, so I could tell you.
Now what have you got up your sleeve, girl?
I just thought I ought to get away for a bit. Well, things are a bit difficult here with my Mum and me. I mean, I've got to have my own space for a bit, not just the corner of someone else's life.
So where are you thinking of going? On a pilgrimage to Mecca, maybe? On second thoughts, that might not be a bad thing. Them Muslim girls know how to behave.
I thought Mark's, if he'll put me up.
Oh, well, that's something of a relief, I suppose. Shouldn't come to any harm there.
I thought I'd go down to the job centre first.
Yes, 5:15 Thursday. That's right, Mr. Johnson. 5:15 to see Dr. Redmond. Bye.
Hi, Rini.
Oh, hi, Nev. What's up? You look all hot and bothered.
Oh, I need the doctor to come and see your Cheryl. Baby's jumping about like a Mexican bean. Oh, I didn't get a wink of sleep last night.
Well, I'm afraid both doctors are very busy at the moment. No chance of house calls till this evening.
But I need someone to see her now.
Look, Doc, don't get yourself all in a tiz. Just sit down and I'll see about a cup of tea.
I don't want a cup of tea. I've been drinking this stuff all night. I want the doctor. Why is everybody too busy around here to listen? My Cheryl could be giving birth right now. And what are you lot staring at? None of you looks ill to me. Why don't you all go home? Then the doctor will be able to come and see my wife. After all, isn't a baby and its mum more important than your coughs and sneezes?
Pack it in, Nev. Do you want me to lose my job? Get off home and I'll get the doctor out to see you as soon as he's free. Failing him, the nurse.
Okay, I'm going. Now, here's a little maxim for today. Health isn't just about feeling well, but if you do feel well, why worry about your health? It'll only make you feel ill. Ta-ra!
Now go on off now, Nev. Off you go. I'll get the doctor around as soon as it's possible.
Yeah, ta, Rini. Bye, all.
I'm sorry about that. Nev's my son-in-law, you know. Thinks the world of his family.
Right, look out in.
No. Let's see. What jobs have we here now? Sausage packer.
Where's that one?
I suppose whatever turns you on.
Oh.
Pays lousy. I don't want to end up with them big fat fingers you see on butchers. Ruin my nails as well. But you have to wear them naff little caps and white coats. No, that's not for me.
Not for me neither.
Hey, let's have a look. Where were we? Ah, Saxophone player required. Immediately by all female jazz band. That's the one for me.
Musician, are you?
What's this? Vegetable peeler.
Eh?
What? Oh, vegetable peeler. Oh. That's pretty novel. Can really see myself doing that. Like hell. Find it hard enough peeling my eyelashes off at night. Imagine peeling onions all day. Get through a few hankies. Yeah. What's over here? Sales rep required. Commission only. I know. Own transport required. Own telephone. And if by the end of the week all you've got to show for it is a pair of worn-out shoes, tough.
Aye.
So what's left? Part-time bar staff. Assistant part-time cleaning staff. Part-time hotel staff. Bleeding hell, the world's going part-time. Due to lack of employment, the government would like to announce that in future, the sun will rise at its normal time, but will set at midday. No, doesn't seem to be anything.
Ah, usual.
See ya.
That's enough reading for today. So what can I do now? Count the number of shadows in the garden. Wheel me sen a little further into the sun. Raise me hands to stop the sky falling on me head. Oh, Reenie. God knows I want to get better. Then we can... wait. What, Ray? You stumble about as a semi-invalid, saying sorry every time you miss the chair and go flat on your arse. I'm nothing but an hindrance. I'll be better off back in the hospital. Dreaming. Dreaming about all the things I'd do when I get better. And cussing myself for taking all that I ever did for granted when I was fit. Yeah. Pete with his far-out dreams. And me with my bed sores I was too flaming embarrassed to tell the nurse about. Young Pete, in his 20s, I reckon, and dead from the neck down. Well, that's guts for you. There it goes. Never thought in a month of Sundays I'd feel almost nostalgic about that sound.
I thought I'd treat myself. What have you been up to?
Just down the job centre.
Anything?
No.
Come on. Hop on the back and I'll drop you up at Mark's.
What? Get on that thing in my short skirt. I'll be riding up my armpits if I get my leg over that.
Get on, will you? You know.
Oh, hello, Doc. What a day I've had. Shall I put the tea on?
Yeah, if you like. Don't know bother about me, though. Not really hungry.
What's up, Ray? I got some nice pork chops. Thought I might casserole them with apple.
It's okay. I had a cheese butty for dinner.
Oh, lost your appetite, have you? You used to say you could eat a pit ponytail and all when you got in from work.
Ah, well, I've turned vegetarian.
What?
Been put out to grass, ain't I?
Well, I'll get cooking anyway. See how you feel later, eh? Suppose our Wendy will want some and all.
She's gone.
Gone? What do you mean?
Walked out this morning with a bag. Says she don't want to be any more trouble.
Trouble? Walked out? Where on earth's she gone?
Keep your lid on. She's just gone down our Marks. For a few days, she said, that's all.
Oh, I don't know what's going to become of that girl. Feckless, they call it. Damn stupid, I'd say. Goes off on holiday with some halfwit who gets VD, then strolls back in here saying he's got a marvellous all-over tan as if butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. Brazen little fool.
Lay off it, duck. Chip off those block, I'd say.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No, go on. What are you insinuating?
Bryn tells me that Jack the lad has been giving you the glad eye.
Bryn told you?
Bryn's a good mate. His heart's in the right place.
Oh, maybe.
Luke, Reenie, well, the way I am at the moment, if you wanted to, well, you know, go out in that.
I'm your wife, Ray. for better or for worse, in sickness and in health.
Yeah, I know, but all the same, if you ever wanted a night out, a bit of fun, you know.
You're very sweet, Ray. Now, what about these chops before they run off back to the pig they come from?
You're a good un, Duck.
Then let's be having no more of it, then.
Hey, Reenie, any chance of a cuddle tonight?
What, before or after your pudding?
Hiya, Wendy.
Hiya. I just came round to ask if I could...
Come in. What's the case for?
Hey, you've really got this place looking nice. I wish I had a place of my own like this.
Do you fancy a coffee?
Yeah, great, huh?
Put your case down and come into the kitchen. So, what's the case for, Wendy?
Long story. Basically, I had this mega row with my mum last night.
What about?
Excuse me of being a little Jezebel. You see, well, she found out about me holiday. And then my friend got a dose of the clap. Thought I had it too. Well, I just flew off the handle. Told her to keep her nose out of my business. Just became a slanging match after that.
So you've walked out?
Well, kind of, yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you about. You know, if I could stay here for a few days till things cool down a bit.
Oh, could be a bit difficult. I mean, with Philip staying here, there just isn't any room.
Well, I could sleep on couch. I wouldn't mind. And I won't get in your way.
Well, I'm not sure.
What's the problem? I said I wouldn't get in the way. Besides, me and Philip get on fine. He's a nice bloke. Sure he won't mind.
It's just that Bernard's a bit narked about Philip being here. Oh, it's nothing to do with you.
So what's Bernard got to do with it? Why should he mind who you've got staying here? It's not his flaming house.
Yeah, I know. It's just that he tells me that it could jeopardise the insurance on the house with Philip being here as a sort of lodger.
I can't see how that can be.
I don't know. It's simply that he seems a bit put out about Philip.
What? Is he jealous or what?
Eh?
Well, it's just this kind of feeling I have about Bernard.
Well, say it. Go on.
Well, I have thought. I mean, that weekend he invited me to go on. Well, it never came off.
He's explained that. It was a blind. To keep you from sussing him out.
So he's...
He's gay. So's Philip.
Where does that leave you?
I'm not sure. I like Philip, but none of us are prejudiced. There's still room for you.
Blimey.
Today's episode of The Cold Cloughs was written by Robert Stewart. The serial is devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.